This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, for the week we have lift off. I don't even know what to think. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and it's Monday, and, everything is going right, because yesterday it didn't start out so good. I got the dreaded not-going-to-be-able-to-make-it text, but then that went away. So joining me again, from wherever he is right now today, podcaster and writer Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, it is great to be with you. Wow, it's been a busy week since we talked.
Yeah. Yes, it has. A busy, good week.
Give us the highlights, because you've got a couple days to unravel it all.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at what's happened with Defense Distributed, of course, and I heard the news lead in where everybody's out there saying, well, listen, you guys banned them, so could you keep on banning them?
Right.
But, I mean, the thing about that, though, what I liked about it so much was where they said, well, if it's not a 50 caliber, it cannot be considered a weapon of war. So where does that put all the AR-15s?
Basically, the states are going, yeah, we're going to infringe your right to bear arms. So
sure,
what?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the gun grabbers. But before I get to the thing about the gun grabbers, then, of course, we got the Ninth Circuit, which I think they're actually trying to work their legacy now, because I think they're eyeing this idea that if they do anything in bonk and it goes sideways, that it's going to go before a court that has Kavanaugh and Gorsuch on it.
Yep. Well, remember, the Ninth Circuit is a mixed bag.
Yeah.
They're conservative lawyers. They're socialist lawyers who became judges. And, you get a three-judge panel, which is 2-1 conservatives that actually read the law? My gosh. You see what we saw last week.
Yep.
Then it goes before the entire panel and gets flipped.
Well, I don't know if the entire panel will do that now, though.
Right.
I don't know that they're going to go that route. Because not only have they done that, and there's been something else that came out, they have held the injunction on the magazine cap limit that they tried to impose
right.
in California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was something else that came out of there that I was like, has something happened? I mean, this is like a Star Trek episode.
Yes, the alternative reality.
They've flown into the alternative reality through the warp and come out the other side. And I'm like, are these the same guys that were out there telling Ed Peruta that there's no right to conceal carry, but now they're telling the entire nation there's a right to open carry all over the United States? So,
well, they're worth. Remember, Peruta was originally upheld by a three-judge panel. Take a similar three-judge panel, and they say, yeah, let's see, the Ninth said we can't conceal carry. Okay, we'll all open carry. Here, fellas, chew on that one on bonk. See if you can slide this around the U.S. Supreme Court.
Now, let me ask you a question about this. Do you think these guys that go to these Ninth Circuit Court and the Fourth and the, all the Seventh, do you think they aspire to sit on the Supreme Court?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe these guys are looking at this saying, this is the Trumpian world that we live in today? Because when Peruta was kicked back, when they had the in-bank hearing, everybody thought Hillary was about to be elected president.
Right.
And all of this has come out in the post-Trump, the post-Trump election. Do you think this Trumpian era that we're in right now is motivating some of this for these guys who might be looking at the Ninth Circuit is, well, that's the only one we've seen any examples out of as a stepping stone to the next thing they want to do.
Right. Well, and I assume that would be a point to a federal appellate bench. Yes, I think that's exactly what it is. A number of these judges want their, this is sad. The courts have been so politicized that judges are branding themselves. They're virtue signaling.
Right.
And depending on which team takes power, they're saying, see, I was your guy before you were cool.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Did we ever, isn't it interesting, put a guy in a black robe and he still can't leave the eighth grade? All right. Mm-hmm. Too bad.
Still sticking his finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing.
Yes. Exactly. And I did see that the NRA-ILA downgraded some politicians in Florida. We'll probably talk about that.
Yeah.
What? So much to talk about.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
With these recent things, you know, the Parkland kids are talking about, and I'm going to have Tim Knight on to talk about this, but they're going to have this march on the NRA.
That'll be fun.
They have a list of demands. All of which are the typical grocery shopping list that the gun grabbers have. And, you know, I'm just sitting back and thinking, these children are unlike any kids I know in that, one, they're focused, and, two, they're not even open to having any sort of a discussion. They're looking to raise $35,000 on a GoFundMe page, and when I saw this earlier today, they'd raised $25.
Bloomberg will see that they make their goals. I'm not worried about their funding levels. That's again, that's more virtue signaling. I want to tell you the crazy stuff that I did. We've got 3 minutes that I can just drag you through
the
highlights.
Right at it. So go.
I went to a training course. This is the second year course where teachers who've been carrying in their schools for a number of years come back for a refresher and a tune-up. Wow. Talk about a serious group of students.
Program?
Yes, the FASTER program, level two. So this is probably the third or fourth course they've had. Each participant, 24 students. I was just along for the ride. Everything from elementary school teacher, custodian, right up to a district superintendent, and they're all there. Fascinating to watch the psychology of that training class. You and I have been through some classes. I'm going to give away. I've got just a minute. Let me tease you with it. You shoot. You go to the range. You shoot, and then you say to your buddy, "Hey, let's compete." And he looks at you and goes, "We already did." What do you mean? Okay, let me unfold it. I'll put up a steel target about the size of a piece of paper and around the outside of it, I'm going to put up a bunch of cartoons, just cartoon shapes of children. Okay, first shot of the day. You haven't touched the gun. It's loaded. You came in hot. How close do you want to be when you take your first shot to the steel? You can shoot from 75 feet if you want. Every step you take closer to the target takes time. Another child might be injured, but you're more and more sure of your first shot. How confident are you of your ability? Do you know your performance so you can guarantee the first shot of the day? Because when you ever have to do it, there won't be a warm-up. It's a little bit like what your SWAT guy probably does, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He faces the same thing. I think that separates the professionals from amateurs like you and I who go, let's go shoot for fun. And these guys are, no, let's go shoot for life or death, because that's what it'll be. I really appreciated the attitude they brought. They were intimidated, and then they rose to the challenge.
I like it. Rob Morris is a podcaster. He's a Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and the Plug Society podcast, in addition to being a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog and featured writer at AmmoLand.com and featured writer at ClashDaily.com and right here, frequent collaborator right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, podcaster, writer. Are you ever going to do video?
With this face, Bill?
I mean, look up somebody named Casey Neistat, and then go tell me that you need to have leading man good looks to be a YouTube star.
I don't know. I haven't considered it. One of the biggest issues is editing audio is fairly straightforward.
Right.
Editing video takes far more time per minute produced than editing audio.
Well, it used to. It's not nearly as bad as it used to be.
Cool. Maybe you'll convince me.
I think I should. Yeah, just
okay.
For all that shooting. I mean, one of the things I regret is not filming more than I did in Camden.
Ah, okay.
But then again, Camden was a really bad, those were really bad conditions to be setting up cameras and everything else because of all the dust.
Right. Yeah.
GoPros would have worked, but I think I brought one or two, but I just didn't, I don't know. I was too busy. The problem is when I get a gun in my hand and I get to shoot and they want me to shoot a lot, I just want to go shoot a lot is the problem. So I forget about filming.
You can either be there as media or you can be a participant. It's really hard to do both. I suffered the same thing at this training class, except for you know what many classes are like. You're broken up into relays, right? So when I'm standing back, I get reloaded and then I pick up my notepad and talk to the people around me. Fascinating group of men and women.
I can imagine. Now, is all the training, does it all take place indoors?
Very little of it took place indoors. I mean, there was probably an hour of classroom work over the 3 days. The rest of it, we were out on the range.
Right.
Or in a shoot house or in a scenario building. There are some things you won't do with live firearms. We'll walk you through with a cert pistol, or we'll give you an airsoft, and then it gets game on. You know, 24-1. Let's see how this plays out.
Right.
And the scenarios. If everybody is fully trained, you learn a tremendous amount in the scenarios. Whether or not you're the active defender, the acting bad guy, or just a minor role player watching, because the motion, the sound, the thinking, you and I know it's a role, and yet our tongue gets all tied up. What do I say? How do I ask for help? What do I do? It really teaches you a lot. I came home and I wrote out some of the scenarios just because, wow, there's so much to think about if you don't train. I suspect it's very much like being a novice EMT. You know, the first time you're on the truck and the guy says, give me this, you stammer the words because it's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, repetition is going to give you a little more confidence as you do it, successfully do it.
Exactly.
More and more and more. The thing, I do you think the fact that it's guns instead of pressure bandages, that adds to the pressure of the student?
Well, there are pressure bandages in the sense that as soon as you solve one problem, you roll into the other. Communicate, ask for help. Communicate, try and get resources to you. Here, Johnny, you know, okay, everybody stop screaming, except it's shouted at the top of your command voice. Come on, Sergeant, you know that drill, right?
Right.
All the adults, form up on me. All the kids, if you're not injured, stand there. You know, you get people to safety. You get the recovery process started, and that just goes through a litany. Get help on the way. Treat the injured, and as more and more resources come to your aid, you become more and more of a manager. At first, you're just surveying. How many people are injured? How bad is it? It's really quite the emergency response process, carried out in miniature, done very quickly, probably over in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quick.
It is. But you want those 10 minutes to go really smoothly. And you want to be sure you tell enough people to get between you and the police that you don't get shot.
Right. Right. Now, with just out of curiosity, now, when we were in Camden, one of the things they had us do was drop our guns on command, right?
Yes.
Now, in the FASTER program, when do the people that would be responding to the call for help, which I'm not going to call them the first responders, I'm just going to say the law enforcement. When law enforcement gets there, Do they know that there are faster trained teachers on site, and do they know who they are? Do they know what they look like? Is there some sort of identifier that these teachers have that will keep them from having the need to drop their gun, which in the middle of an active shooting or a spree shooting or a rampage killing, the last thing I want to do is divest myself of my gun.
No, there is. Now, that's interesting. And there, we're really generating a whole bushel of different answers across this country. Some school districts had a little, I'll call it a sleeve in their hand. It said teacher on it, you know, bright orange, black lettering, armed teacher, armed staff, and it would fit in their back pocket. It was always with them in case of a shooting. They were supposed to slip that on before the police arrived. Other teachers were very matter-of-fact about it. They said, I've rehearsed with law enforcement in my school. I know I'm going to be the first responder. They'd love to all be having a convention there if this happened. They know that's not how it's going to come down.
Right.
I'm going to have to solve the problem. They're going to come in. We've worked together. All the cops in the district were invited to the training. Many of them came. You know, do I get a Department of Natural Resources guy who happens to hear it? He rolls in, doesn't know me, and I get shot? Could happen. They were just matter of fact about it. And then they looked at me and said, the good news is that by then the kids will be safe.
Now, my first thought is that they probably will never have a rampage killer go in there knowing that there's armed teachers, which I think that's the best part of the gunfight is one you don't have. But then my question becomes at that point, and I'm going to hold that question because we only got 5 seconds left.
It was one thing I do want to talk about. I got to meet some real honest-to-goodness experts, guys who had to think about this problem for years.
Yeah.
And I got to, you know, sit in a little quad as we moved around and said, well, how'd you get here? Why are we doing it this way versus that? Wow, we are a rich country that we have a brain trust that deep. And it's an odd coincidence that it came together in Ohio.
Yeah. It's going to come together somewhere. May as well be there.
Exactly.
Yep, Rob Morris. He is a writer. He's a podcaster. He's a student. He goes to more training than I get to go to. He's already been to 2 this year. I'll have to catch up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is welcoming Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte to the White House. The President and Prime Minister then held a press conference. One of the big highlights of that joint press conference was when the President talked about Iran.
I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now. But I ended the Iran deal. It was a ridiculous deal.
Not quite 2 weeks after a duck boat sank during a storm that killed 17 people near Branson, Missouri, a lawsuit was filed in federal court that alleges the companies involved in the incident knew the boats were unsafe and knew bad weather was ahead and put profits ahead of safety. CBS said its board of directors is in the process of selecting outside counsel to conduct an independent investigation into the allegations facing CEO and chairman Les Moonves. Moonves was accused of sexual misconduct by 6 women. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 144 points. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morris, who's just come back from his level 2 faster class, which means he's one class in front of me now. I don't know how I'm going to solve that issue this time of year, but we will see if I can't pull that one out. But let me ask you this. Has anybody, like, with the teachers, right, for law enforcement when they're undercover, they're always wearing something that has a pop-out panel that identifies them as law enforcement that they can pull out so that they don't get shot accidentally by somebody because they're not in a full kit, you know?
Right. Right. They're out of uniform.
Right. So why has this not been suggested that these teachers get some sort of a vest or something to identify them for law enforcement when law enforcement is coming in? Because in the event that they do, you know, these cops are going to be, they're going to, you know, they're not Superman. They're going to be sort of jacked up too. They probably won't have an issue identifying who the good guys are and the bad guys, but why would they not take that extra safety measure?
Well, you're not going to wear that vest all the time,
Bill. Right.
Okay, and if you did, you would then be spoofed, right?
Right.
Because your opponent probably knows what that looks like.
Sure.
There are some departments, and well, I don't propose this as a solution. I just merely report the facts.
Right.
Who have kept their guns locked in a safe in the classroom. They keep A500 armored vest in there. And on that carrier, it says armed school staff. You know, that's right. Their good guy billboard. Some do that. Again, some had the sleeves that identified them. Most of the armed staff end up being adopted by the sheriff's department and the trainers in that department. For example, will you guys get together, come train at the sheriff's range once a month? Oh, we're going to do joint exercises a couple times a year. In fact, I was talking to a deputy who said, I thought this was silly. A bunch of civilians running around pretending they can protect people. And then he goes in and he sees how the teachers behave. He sees the fact that they're there minutes before he's going to respond, usually in their scenarios. And you take being the bad guy means you get shot a lot with airsoft.
Right.
Thanks for taking one for the team. The policeman became a believer. He became an advocate. His deputy told me, I want all the chiefs to listen and listen with an open mind. I think it will change theirs. I was very impressed with his honesty.
Yeah. I think anybody going into that would be sitting there going, how good can this be? But then if they see how good it can be.
Well, yeah. You and I thought we were fairly well trained. Of course, when we go have to perform on command like you and I did at Camden, the teachers did in this case for the faster training, you always go, I wish I'd trained a little more. Particularly in this drill where you have to shoot, the cold. Here, go hit a target first thing in the morning. Another thing, we did a lot of scenario work, probably 36 different scenarios between force on force and shoot houses. As you do that, you realize, there's a lot to take in. Was that a good guy that I just caught a glimpse of? Was it a bad guy? You can move faster than your brain can absorb what's happening. And one of the teachers missed a bad guy. One of them shot a good guy. And they looked at me, they go, this is horrible. I feel sick. Man, right now, I just want to quit this program. They beat themselves up that hard. And I'm going, perfect. Perfect. This is the time. It's sort of the shot you missed that will teach you forever. You will never make that mistake again because you've beat yourself up over it. That's exactly what the training is for.
Right.
You've had that experience many times yourself, I will guess.
Here and there. It's been a while. I mean, we used to we would play the old hostage good guy bad guy game with the various silhouettes, in the military in certain scenarios if we were doing a certain kind of training during certain things. But I mean, we were always using rifles, which engaging them with a rifle is much different than engaging them with a handgun. So, I mean, engaging with a rifle at that range with a rifle means most of the time you're not. I think a rifle is a little more forgiving than a handgun.
In the sense that it's more accurate.
Yeah.
Right. It is. One of the things that they did is introduce these teachers to various long guns. They said, hi, if you were ever attacked with a long gun and it happens. Here's the basics of what shotguns look like. By the way, here's an SKS, here's an AK, here's an AR. Here, go shoot them.
Yep.
Just so they, sort of the battlefield pickup familiarity. I thought that was a good upgrade to the course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, when I've traveled a lot with what I refer to as the ISIS welcome wagon bag.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk to certain tactical trainers, they will tell me, are you going to be carrying that everywhere you go? Which I see the whole thing behind that. So that means that I may be using my handgun to gather some more equipment. So it's going to be based upon their whole scene is that they're going to, if they have to, they're going to pick up somebody else's kit that they just liberated from a bad guy.
Right. Right.
So you know. I look at all that stuff, and it all interests me.
One of, I don't think they did it on purpose, but for the teachers that said, the superintendent makes us keep our kit in the classroom, and then we drag them through scenarios where the disturbance starts in the parking lot. Okay, you're there with your pocket knife, or the multi-purpose room. Or the gym, all the places where you don't have, could be in the cafeteria, on, and you realize that having it off your body probably means you don't have it.
Right.
Great, you can go get it and start over. Wow, those minutes are precious. That was amazing. To again, here are adults who command a classroom every day, think nothing of it, and yet to walk in and to tell a bunch of frantic adults, sit down, shut up, you tell me what happened. Sounds just like a sergeant. Sounds just like a law enforcement officer. Skills they have to develop in emergencies.
Right.
Because they see those every day. Well, and yet watching these teachers, and I include myself in them as students, that was a lot of skills to put on board. Great to watch it happen.
Yeah. I had always intended to go take one of those classes, but then that possibility sort of changed, so I just sit back and I'm waiting for the next thing I'm going to look at, which I don't even know what that's going to be in this particular moment. So,
yeah,
I envy you going to take the class.
I spoke to some of the organizers. I think they'd be glad to see you.
Okay. Well, in any event, that will be something we'll have to discuss at a later moment. Hmm. In the meantime, as we're headed for the break, just know this. At Slow Facts WordPress blog, that's where everything that Rob writes, it all begins there. Before it goes out and gets published at AmmoLand, before it goes out and gets published at ClashDaily.com. And then there's the podcast, the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is a unique podcast, Untapped. And you never get close to quenching it because you just can't. He just doesn't have enough time. And then there's the Ensemble Cast, the Polite Society podcast. He does all that. We'll find it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse, who just got back from the Faster program, the refresher course, if you will, the level two course, and now he's ahead of me.
Well, you know, and this is our down season for you and I. It's so warm, it's hard to go out. We'll be laughing at the rest, at everybody else that's worried about snow, right, in a few months here. So,
well, I mean, you took a class in June, you took a class in July.
Yeah, I never thought I was smart.
Well, how warm is it in Ohio?
Actually, it was 15 degrees colder than it was down here in Louisiana. Well, they're complaining about the heat, and I'm sitting there going, love it. Yeah, just, hey, let me back up a question, because the people here were amazing, both for the depth and their creativity. So this particular training facility used to be the, I'll call them the analysts and the instructors that put together the National School Resource Officer training curriculum.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Just like, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, FLETC, looks at how the marshals are doing and says, ooh, they keep getting hurt here. Let's upgrade the training in this area. Tactical Defense Institute was doing that not only for SWAT cops because of their background, but also for school resource officers. And then a bunch of people came to them and said, hey, this thing called Sandy Hook happened. What do we do now? And they went, oh, we'll just adjust the, no, we can't. This isn't a tweak. This isn't an adjustment in how school resource officers are trained. They're not there part of the time. They're not enough of them. And even then, look at Columbine. They're in uniform. They're the first guys to get chased out when a student walks up with a shotgun. And they just said, I think we can see what a solution would look like from here, but the tools we've got in our toolkit at that time, 6 years ago, aren't what's going to fix this problem. So they were the people who came up with the spark of what became the Armed Teacher Faster program.
Right.
Cool. Interesting that, you know, everything comes from somewhere. Really, really interesting. And then, now that it's been in place for 5 years, as I was saying, you know, some sheriff's department have sort of adopted those groups. Bill, you can imagine that you and I let's just say we're the emergency responders for an industrial site. Over lunch, we're going to talk about, well, if this happened, who's where, how far to get to med kits. We've had these sort of accidents. We do lessons learned just in our spare time. These teachers do exactly the same thing.
Right.
Oh, it's an after-school event. They're over in the corner going, how would we protect this? What if it came down here, where's the nearest med kit? And so they start looking. They see their environment with the expertise that only they can provide, and they start working through it. They go, hey, did you notice this corner, how you have to round here? Do you notice that little alcove? That would be an awesome place to stand.
Yep.
You can see everything. They're learning the details of their battle space. It's wonderful to see.
That kind of class, I might have to work on that. But anyway, so for you, who are now one up on me, what would be the next kind of class you're thinking you might want to go take?
Hand-to-hand.
Hand-to-hand.
Yeah, there you're ahead of me. One of the things we did in this class was just the real basics of hand-to-hand.
Right.
You know, two-arm palm strike, knee kicks, elbow, just the very, very basics using sort of not infallible, but ultimately reliable tactics that don't take a lot of thought. And I thought, you know, I need to practice that. I need to be at a class where I'm the guy in the Stay Puft marshmallow suit sometimes, and other times where I'm the guy trying to deliver the blow.
Right. Well, the thing about hand-to-hand combat, and I've trained with a guy who he tries to take people that don't know hand-to-hand combat.
Mm-hmm.
And his thing is to master one punch, which is basically a motion. You can either do it with a closed hand or an open hand, like an open palm strike, palm, mm-hmm. or we would call it a palm heel, but it's basically stiff arming.
Right.
And, you know, it's all based on the elbows being in close and coming from the center of the body. One punch, punching motion, one kick,
mm-hmm.
or kicking motion, and that's just to create space. Because most encounters are going to be like that. We in Camden, we started one string of shooting where we were literally leaning with our foreheads on the target, and we had to engage the target at that distance to begin with.
Right.
Which meant we were shooting down and blowing gas straight into our face while we were looking down at the weapon, hitting them in like the in the pelvis, which would have been disastrous for the amount of rounds I was putting in it, but. That's where most real encounters are going to start, is at that distance. So,
right. Well, and in this case, you can imagine that here was an eye-opening exercise. You and I are going to just call it a barber pole to give it a name.
Sure.
Imagine a kid defeats the retention on a school resource officer's gun, grabs it. The officer's going to slam his hand down on that. It either goes two ways. It goes to the ground or the gun goes up. And now you've got everybody reaching up for this gun. And then the whole mess starts to gyrate and revolve and spin around. How do you join that scrum? What you don't do is you don't stand back and throw in a shot. Instead, you climb in. You come up. And it almost doesn't matter whether you're grabbing the good guy or the bad guy. You lock arms with somebody, and as the whole huddle moves, now you're pulled around. Now you can distinguish the good guy from the bad guy, and then either you go hands-on or you go metal just off meat. But that was eye-opening. And we rehearsed it, Bill, very much like we did that close quarter shot where we were leaning against the plywood target.
Right.
For example, I stood leaned against just to the side of a target, put my hand on a gun, and shouted as if someone had tried to do a gun grab on me. Stop him, stop him. He's going for the gun. And my partner runs up, locks arms, leans against the target, and fires the pelvic shot. So right. The end looks just like what we practiced, but in this case, he's rescuing me.
Right. The thing about hand-to-hand combat that is hard for most people to embrace is you can't halfway do hand-to-hand combat. You have to fully commit to it. You have to go sort of wild with it.
Yes.
My whole thing is I'm going to have one hand in their face because that's going to distract them. I'm going to snatch my weapon out of the holster, and I'm going to slap them with it. I'm going to get a little of their DNA on top of my slide.
Use it as a baton.
Yeah, well, sort of, I'm going to use it like some of these guys used to use a roll of quarters.
Okay.
Except I'm going to hit them with the gun. Yeah, I'm going to hit them with the top of the slide of the gun. I'm going to be swinging it like I'm throwing a hook. And it's going to hit them broadside, and it's probably going to sting.
Hey, let's back up. We only have a minute, and I apologize. Tell me about the medical training you've taken.
I am trained. I was trained in the military to be everything short of a trauma medic. So I know how to give IVs. I knew how to do the nasal airway. I did not know how to do the chest decompression needle, but I've been everything short of that. Because that's a sort of a hairy thing too. I mean, it'll save a life, but it's sort of a hairy thing. So.
And do you have some of that in your kit? At least a.
Oh, I have a trauma kit. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. See, yeah. I mean, my trauma kit is a set of rubber gloves and a tourniquet. I want to upgrade. Carry just a little more in the car with me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a couple of chest seals, a tourniquet, maybe another tourniquet, some pressure bandages.
We'll finish that list next week.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Rob Morris is a podcaster. He is a writer. He is prolific. He puts out, I don't know how much material every week. It's hard to tell. I don't know if he knows. But catch him out there. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Talk to you then, Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, NRA board member Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load.
The rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my father's water drops and all the wisdom he shared.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.